This past week, lawmakers in Trenton received visitors with an important message. The message was that thousands of people in New Jersey are dying of cancer each year, and action needs to be taken to change that fact. That action includes programs and funding, which will address the needs of cancer patients as well as researchers here in New Jersey. Our first guest today is here to share how those Trenton visits were received and what the results are hoped for. He is the New Jersey Government Relations Director with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, Brian Schott. How are you today, Brian?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about the issue of cancer in not just New Jersey, but it's the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network is a nationwide organization. ACSCAN.org is their website. I mentioned rather with an overview what the priority was of the visit, but what specifically are the concerns that brought about this idea to start knocking on doors in Trenton this past week?
Sure. So as you mentioned, the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, or as we call it, ACS-CAN, is the nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy affiliate of the American Cancer Society. And what we do is we really work with our lawmakers, both in Trenton and in Washington, to make sure that they're making cancer issues a priority and to make sure that they're doing the right thing from a policy perspective for cancer patients and survivors. And so one of the initiatives that we have every year here in New Jersey is our Cancer Action Week, which is usually held at the beginning of May. And it is an opportunity for us to try to meet with as many of our legislators here in the state as we possibly can. So focusing on the state legislature, we usually set a goal to have at least one meeting in all of New Jersey's 40 legislative districts. And really, this is our opportunity to present our issues to them, to get our agenda in front of them, and to make sure that that they understand the voices that we're representing. I think that the timing usually is pretty ideal right now in May, especially as we're kind of right in the midst of the budget here in New Jersey, and it gives us an opportunity to talk about our issues, particularly as they pertain to the proposed state budget.
And there certainly is a statewide need, too, because if you look at the incidence of cancer throughout the state, there is no immune county. You can look at the high end of anywhere between 524 to 564 per 100,000 population. Most of that is in the southern part of the state. Northwestern section has around the area of 500 per 100,000 resident cancer rates of cancer. Surprisingly, I mean, people would think the northeast section being more industrial would have the higher cancer rate. That's actually on the low end of the scale. I mean, if you want to call between 4 and 471 low, but on the measurements that are available based on research for 100,000 residents, the northeast section has the lowest rates, which I found rather curious.
Yes, I mean, one of the things that we know is that in New Jersey, there are over 53,000 people this year who are going to hear the news that they've been diagnosed with cancer, and there are over 16,000 people who ultimately are going to unfortunately die from cancer this year. And what we do know is that lung cancer accounts for more of those new diagnoses and more of those deaths than any other form of cancer. There's over 5,000 new cases of lung cancer this year, and there's over 3,500 deaths this year that will come from lung cancer specifically. And so I mention this because, you know, one of the things that we continue to advocate for is increased funding for the state's comprehensive tobacco control program. And despite the fact that smoking rates have gone down across the state, one of the things that I think you touched upon a little bit is that there is still a disparity, and there are still disproportionate rates of smoking in some of the areas of the state that have lower socioeconomic status. And so some of what you're seeing now is that there are higher rates of smoking, in particular in areas like Cumberland County and other areas of South Jersey in particular. So, you know, making sure that as we're continuing to advocate for increased funding on the tobacco piece in particular to help those folks to quit their smoking, that we're making sure that it's being targeted in a really specific way to address those disparities that we're seeing across the state.
Dr. Brian Schott, who is the New Jersey Government Relations Director with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, ACSCAN.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas, and Brian was mentioning some of the cancer rates and causes, and he mentioned lung and specifically the smoking. That's the number two cause of cancer in both for both men and women in the state. Number one for women being breast and prostate for men. With you went knocking on the doors of the state house, and politically speaking, that's pretty much a pat hand. I mean, the last session, this session, it's for the most part the same players. The big change is in the governor's office. Does your organization see that as a positive to get ideas and legislation through that had either been challenged or just flat out vetoed in the past?
Yeah, sure. So last year, actually during the campaign, we had implemented our Cancer Votes initiative, which is really we don't make endorsements or contributions or anything like that, but it's an educational campaign that we implemented to make sure that both candidates were aware of our positions on the issues and to try to get them on the record as far as their positions. And so we were glad to be able to engage with both now Governor Murphy and at the time Lieutenant Governor Guadagno. We had an opportunity to talk to Governor Murphy about some of the issues that we're really now talking about, particularly as they pertain to the state budget. So, I can tell you that in the latter stage of the Christie administration, we saw some really significant steps in the right direction. We had the Tobacco 21 law that was passed that's now been implemented. We had legislation that dedicated 1% of the cigarette and tobacco tax revenues to the implementation of a comprehensive tobacco control program. These are things that we actually saw success on during the latter stage of the Christie administration. And one of the things that I was really excited by when that happened was the fact that it really demonstrated some of that positive momentum on these issues, and we're really looking forward to carrying that into the new administration. And I can tell you that, based on some of the conversations that we've already had with at the time that he was a candidate, Governor Murphy, and now working with some of his staff, I'm really encouraged that we're going to continue to see that positive momentum moving forward.
Looking at that idea of the cigarette tax, to me, that sounds like the fastest way to address the problem in multiple ways because, well, A, it's obviously a revenue producer, and one would hope that more than 1% of the cigarette tax could be shifted over to the causes that you're obviously have a major focus on. And also, a cigarette tax increase would obviously make the price of a pack of cigarettes more expensive, which would maybe also create a reduction in smoking because people are going to want to start saying, well, I don't want to spend that much for smoking anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are advocating for a $1.65 increase in the cigarette tax rate. So New Jersey's current cigarette tax rate is $2.70 per pack, which, nationally is one of the strongest, but there is momentum that we've seen in other states in our region. New York State's cigarette tax rate is $4.35, and so is Connecticut. And I think you hit the nail right on the head, which is that, not only is there a financial benefit to this, because we actually have projections that show that the new annual revenue from increasing the cigarette tax by $1.65 per pack would be around $111 million, but there's also the obvious public health benefit, right? So studies have shown there is evidence to suggest that when cigarette tax increases are done in a significant manner, and by that I mean over at least a dollar per pack, it does have a deterrent effect on people's smoking rates. And so we also have projections that have been put together in collaboration with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids that show that there would also be over 35,000 young people under the age of 18 who would be kept from becoming adult smokers. So I think that you're right on when you say, it's not just the fact that there would be this additional revenue, but also that there would be a significant public health benefit. Now, when we talk about the increased revenue, I think that is important too, because it goes really hand in hand and dovetails very nicely with what we already talked about when we talked about the funding for the tobacco control program and the fact that this could provide a pretty stable source of revenue for something that traditionally, in recent years at least, has been underfunded in New Jersey.
Learn more about the various elements of this issue. Visit the website for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, which is ACSCAN.org. We've been joined by the New Jersey Government Relations Director, Brian Schaub. Brian, thanks for the info about this past weekend, looking ahead to the future with hopes that continued progress for both patient care and research is going to continue. Thanks for being here today.
Great. I really appreciate it, Chris. And I also, if I could just throw a plug in there for our Twitter account, which is at ACSCanNJ. And we're also on Facebook at ACSCanNJ. So thank you.